Every 7 o'clock newsline, trade expo Indonesia transaction reached $22.8 billion. Indonesia's OJK prevents $23 million in fraud losses in 1 year, and here is the newsline in detail. The total transactions recorded at the 2025 Trade Expo Indonesia reached $22.8 billion, surpassing the initial target of $16.5 billion. Trade Minister Budi Santoso, during the event's closing ceremony in Tangerang District, Banten Province on Sunday, said the 22.8 billion comprised 17.9 in goods trade, 443.7 million in services, and 4.37 billion in investment. Santos also noted that the on-the-spot business matching transaction this year increased up to 88% compared to the 2024 edition. This year's Trade Expo Indonesia was themed Discover Indonesia's Excellence, Trade Beyond Boundaries, reflecting President Prabowo Subianto's Asta Cita vision to strengthen downstream industries, promote national industrialization, expand Indonesia's role in the global supply chain. Indonesia's Financial Services Authority, OJK, said it had prevented losses of 376.8 billion rupiahs, or around $22.7 billion, from fraud cases over the past 12 months. The figure was confirmed by Frederica Widyasari Dewi, the authority's chief executive for market conduct supervision, education and consumer protection, during a media gathering in Central Java on Sunday. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, the data from Indonesian Anti-Scam Center showed that between November 22, 2024 and October 16, 2025, more than 299,000 reports were received, with total losses estimated around 7 trillion rupiahs. A total of 94,000 bank accounts were blocked, amounting to 376.8 billion rupiahs. Listener, that was the news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sisiku, memang kau jauh dariku. Namun selama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, perhatikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu just helps a little. Tapi aku pun tak rindu kau keliru.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Oh, oh, oh.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
And who comes a miracle? Walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu.
will never gonna leave ya. Gonna leave, you know I'll never leave ya.
No, no, baby, no, no.
Gonna leave, never gonna leave ya. Gonna leave, I'm never gonna leave ya. Gonna leave, you know I'll never leave ya.
Never gonna leave ya.
Hari 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 tanpamu, menantikan kapan kita bertemu. Selalu ingin mendengarmu, aku heran. Telepon lagimu makes you so much better.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Jangan kau ragu lagi, ku selalu peduli. Jangan kau takut, ku akan pergi. Kan ku selalu ada di hati. Yeah.
Bersamamu,
janganlah kau ragu, kau ada di hatiku.
Aku ini milikmu.
Thank you. and nothing is for real.
Do you want to leave me? Why don't you just kiss me?
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999. And became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separo in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Sendiri.
and you're still tuned to Edible Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you might have seen the maps showing that the island of Java is very, very crowded compared to the other islands in Indonesia. And this is causing not only inequality in the number of population, but also in the economy itself. So to achieve economic equity in Indonesia, Indonesia is committed to revitalizing transmigration area, which is representing tangible step towards achieving this. And this was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, on Saturday. He emphasized that boosting community competitiveness is the key for transmigrants to access decent employment, earn sufficient income, and maintain purchasing power to support their families and contribute to regional prosperity. And as a concrete measure, as reported by AntaraNews.com, the Ministry of Transmigration and the Ministry of Industry have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to enhance synergy in developing transmigration areas and stimulate economic growth through community-based industries.
Menuju kenangan baru.
Kita muda dan berbeda, hadapi hari bersama. Let's fly away and don't come back. So let's go.
Sound stereo out of control.
Dancing, singing, bouncing, laughing, jumping.
While the music still playing,
make it out loud where nobody sees.
From the pedal to the metal, get the settle.
Let's go.
So it's time,
yeah. Ini waktunya.
Karena
this is our time.
Let's go. It's gonna be live.
Yeah, right.
We're feeling alright.
Cause this is our time.
This is our time now.
Yeah.
This is it. Oh, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime, baby.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slamet Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful submarine with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
It'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forever. But they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. They know we need each other to have.
Listener, do not forget to click rri.co.id so that you can get the accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia. rri.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atul Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, but Mars dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At that time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofloh completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava.
Kalau kita
there was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit. Dan
but after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was previously collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Moon Galunggung slowly feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. Seven farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted that.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equals 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enas Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of galungung dust,
mangan,
that is volcanology dust or hara elements, which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before one galungung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galungung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galungung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galungung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galungung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galungung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galungung itu
before galungung erupted its product was normal,
ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galungung rice
beras itu anjur
from galungung border
mana
is premium
ada sebagian
one,
beras dari sini
so
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
Cianjur. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
soaking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Rapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galungung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galungung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan udah lama kan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
1 ton, kalau lagi bagus.
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung. Tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang,
it was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Savlo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul, symphony of sights and sounds. Comes a beautiful nature from the colors of paradise. And what a wonderful place. I feel love, I feel wonderful, a wonderful Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Atori paik weyunya suar muraro Kas weyunya beso daya mangsu prikna dayro Yarirya buro bube saena saraya ena yeni sarena Up amberi mure mambare nambawa bi Your fascinating tamasan tamaya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sonuri kabare Insaya kami nasoya kami Bebu beso sienza topaena Yomaya ke yana piamundo mobalina Your fascinating tamasan kwamaya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kabe nasoya kabe bebu beso sienza propaena Yomaya ke yana piamundo mobalina Atori baik beyunya swarmuraro Ras beyunya besolanya mansu prigadairo Yariria buro buwe saena saraya ena yeni sarena Besup amberi muren mambare nampawami Fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoruya Insaya sari yamis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kabe rasuya kabe Bebu beso senza propaena Yomaya ke yanapiamu